The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, back again, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
John Maloney, he'll be with me tomorrow night from Second Call Defense. I do not walk alone. You should join me by joining them. Back in the news is Fast and Furious, the signature gun-running operation, the one where gun trafficking is really, really executed well. The Obama administration handed thousands of guns to the Sinaloas starting back in 2009. And after years of delay, District Court Judge Amy Berman ordered the Department of Justice to produce the documents that Congress requested. And they finally produced some of them, some 20,000 pages in this month. So these documents are showing the corruption that had always been suspected, but they're also showing more. Here's a short history lesson before we get to these most recent revelations. The Obama administration used the ATF, the FBI, and the State Department to run over 2,000 guns to Mexican drug gangs. These guns killed hundreds of Mexican citizens and several U.S. border agents. Those guns, the vast majority of the guns, were never recovered. None of the leaders of the drug gangs were ever arrested. Equally significant, no government employees have ever been charged with breaking U.S. firearm law. President Obama claimed that all the documents about Fast and Furious were covered by executive privilege. In order for that to be true legally, he would have to know something about it or have ordered it. It would have had to have been a executive operation. They refused to release documents when the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform first tried to investigate the scandal. Recent documents show the extraordinary lengths to which senior Department of Justice officials went to keep information from Congress. The documents revealed how senior officials, including U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, currently out on the campaign trail with Cankles Clinton, intensely followed and managed the effort to limit and obstruct the trickle of information that was delivered to Congress. We now know that the Attorney General and his subordinates did this. They deliberately claimed the charges of gunwalking in Arizona were false and refused to adjust the official position even after documents and evidence showed otherwise. They thought the big lie would work with the help of the socialist politicians and the mainstream media. The Obama administration politicized decisions about how and whether to comply with the congressional investigation. Partisan socialist politicians continue to delay, deny, and discredit the investigation even today. The U.S. DOJ carefully and methodically and deliberately withheld relevant information about the scandal from Congress and from the public. They also tried to isolate the fallout from Fast and Furious to ATF leadership and to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Arizona, even though senior Obama officials knew about the operation all along. The Obama administration called itself the most transparent administration in history, and yet they created a very toxic culture of animosity towards Congress oversight, congressional oversight. Holder lied while testifying before Congress. That's only the tip of the iceberg of the Obama corruption lettuce. We know that at least one U.S. Border Patrol agent was killed with these Fast and Furious weapons. Jaime Zapata was killed in relation to it. We know this because the gun was recovered at the scene. The serial number on the gun was later traced to Fast and Furious. We'll never know how many U.S. citizens and Mexican citizens have been murdered by the Obama guns because the criminal simply took the gun with him when he left. There is widespread corruption and collusion between the Obama administration and the left-leaning media. Scandal cost investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson her job at CBS when she tried to report on Fast and Furious. The politicized CBS management didn't want the scandal made public before the 2012 elections. Then there's bloggers David Kodrya, although David Kodrya I consider just to be a really not more than a blogger, and Mike Vanderbilt likewise. They were the ones that documented it first. I know both of them. Well, I know David best, and, you know, I have a passing thing with Mike. These two writers listened to outraged ATF agents who hated giving guns to criminals. And finally, this is still ongoing. The cover-up is not over. Socialists in Congress and their political supporters in the mainstream media repeatedly tell us that this investigation is only partisan muckraking by racist Republicans. It wasn't racism then. It's not racism now. Evidence shows that the whistleblowers were right about corruption in the ATF all along. Gun shop owners and agents inside the ATF raised red flags. The media hid the Obama corruption so they could advance the personal political agenda. Right now, in a world of justice, in a world where this was a republic, right now, a few people that we know the names of that we see on TV from time to time would be wearing a jumpsuit, and they would have supervised exercise every day, and they would have a number stenciled on their back, and they would be doing time, and they'd be busting rocks. In a just world, all in the name of gun control. This was done all in the name of wanting to advance more gun control. The goal was on these border states to begin there. And if somebody went in and bought more than three long guns, that they had to report that to the ATF. And then eventually that would be working so good that it would just spread throughout the United States. And even though Fast and Furious blew up, and even though we know that happened, they still imposed that gun control on these border states. But, I mean, some of the stuff they did. How many of you have ever seen a federal agent walking around with a Draco pistol? You know, the short AK-looking thing that doesn't have a buttstock. It's really short, really compact, but it's considered a pistol. They call it a Draco pistol. ATF agents were going to these gun shops themselves, buying these guns without background checks being put against their name, and they were being told they were buying them because they were going to carry them on duty. Some of this stuff you can't make up. You can't make up some of this stuff. So that's just the tip of the iceberg of Fast and Furious. This is unlike any other cover-up I've ever seen. I know the Clintons supposedly have a whole lot of bodies out there where they live, out in Arkansas and everything. I'll tell you this. It doesn't hold a candle to Fast and Furious. Whatever they had going on, it doesn't hold a candle to it. Fast and Furious was mass murder. Politicized it was all based upon some goal they were going to go for. Just some goal, just some end, some more gun control. That's what we want, more gun control, because, you know, that's where it's at. That's what it's all about. It's about gun control. It's about furthering that liberal agenda, that socialist agenda, if you will. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sometime your rights are just going to be a matter of your wallet. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join me by joining them. Do not walk alone. One thing I wanted to mention. I talked about my problem with my Winchester safe. So I want to give you an update. Now, Winchester was kind enough to send me a numeric keypad to go on my Winchester safe. If you're watching in one of the video feeds or something, I'm holding it up. I have a new numeric keypad to install upon it. Now, this is not the same one that is on the safe. And this lends itself to this idea or this supposition that I know how to change one of these things. Now, my son, the gunsmith, he got out here the other day and he said, listen, if you want it to open the first time, every time, here's what you got to do. You got to punch these numbers really, really fast. And sure enough, if you punch them really fast, it'll open the first time, every time you do it. I am less than impressed with that. Although so far, every time I have gone there and opened it the way he showed me to open it, it has worked out. So I have a new numeric keypad. Nothing to do with it. You know, in New York City, the home of Pace Picante sauce, it isn't what you know, it's who you know and how much you pay them that counts. Here's another example. It takes a long time for an ordinary, honest citizen to get a permit to own a gun in New York City. It is impossible for ordinary citizens to get a license to carry a concealed firearm in public. Being New York City, this rule has exceptions. You can get a carry permit if you make large political donations or if you are a major celebrity. These exceptions don't seem to matter much since most of these people rent their own armed security details anyway. Lesser human beings like us have to do without self-protection or we have to pay off the police to get a permit. This is not an accident. Let's put some latest events in context. Murder and rape and other violent crimes are increasing in New York City. In this recent case, ordinary citizens paid a man with political connections so the ordinary citizens could get firearms ownership and concealed carry permits. What these New York citizens wanted was what we all want and what most of us in the rest of the United States already have. They wanted the right to keep and bear arms to protect themselves, to protect their family, and to protect their coworkers. That takes a permit application and a couple of dollars in most states. In New York City, it takes a couple of months and a pocket full of money for bribes. Both the middleman who brokered the New York permits and the corrupt police officers have been charged in this particular case I'm talking about. How did this happen? New York has a May issue firearms permit scheme, and I like the word scheme in this event. This means it's up to New York City law enforcement to issue a permit to carry, or not. That scheme was historically used by city politicians to deny gun permits to minorities and the poor. Like all gun control, it all started out as a racist implication done by Democrats. Today, the May issue system is used to generate bribes and political kickbacks. Today's May issue system works for the police. Today's system works for the New York politicians. And the system works for those with wealth and power. It stinks to be an ordinary citizen, but, you know, those election things, they have consequences. So, here's an obvious question given the history of political corruption in New York. Is the traditional bribery system at fault in the firearms registration and permit issue program, or was the corruption there all along for years and years exactly by political design? As a rule of thumb, you and I don't want corruption, or, you know, maybe we should say more corruption in the New York City Police Department. It isn't clear that anyone who obtained a firearms permit committed any criminal act other than having to ransom their rights back from the city by paying bribes. So who's guilty here? Is it the politicians and judges and police officers who took rights away from honest citizens? Or is it the citizen who bought their rights back? Me personally, I think the judges and the police and politicians are guilty of sin. And I'll make a prediction here. The citizens who paid middlemen and the police will be charged and convicted. The cops will keep their jobs. More significantly, the judges and politicians will look the other way and continue the May issue permit system. And this is how prohibition works. The New York City prohibition on armed self-defense supports politicians and judges and cops who then sell exceptions, or we could call them indulgences, to misquote Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, corruption is, after all, only a tax. And being an unarmed victim of increasing violent crime is simply another tax that you pay for living in the Big Apple. I would love, there's a camera shop, actually there's a bunch of camera shops in New York that I would love to go into. Just to walk around, just to see the cameras. I'm sure I would buy a camera while I was there just to make it worth my while. And, you know, a flight to New York City from here would not, you know, for the weekend, it wouldn't be that expensive. Have I made any surefire plans to go? No, I don't plan to go any further north than Virginia. That may relax one day, I don't know. I may just give in. Because one of the things I've come to understand about this life is that it's not about, you know, all the possessions I've got, they won't be going with me, but when all the experiences will go with me. All of the things I manage to get done or do will go with me. And, you know, I may have to make an exception just for this, because I love messing with cameras. I love video. I love doing video. I love doing 4K video. And there's places in New York that sell state-of-the-art equipment that have so much of it in stock. It's like Reactive Gunworks, where they have the stuff that nobody has, but they have it in New York. Maybe I could buy myself a temporary gun-toting visa. Just maybe. Of course, there's guns all over New York. Don't kid yourselves. And, you know, this just makes the good people bad guys. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Any combination of my name, the name of this show, or something that's promo code, get your first month free. You'll be hearing from Sean Maloney tomorrow night. San Francisco is in the middle of a smash-and-grab epidemic. And now even the New York Times is picking on them about this because they have this just wave of car burglaries that scatter glittering broken glass onto the sidewalks. Everybody's noting that new data from the FBI shows that San Francisco can now boast the highest property crime rate per capita in the nation's top 50 cities, and that the jump in property crime has been at least 60% since 2010, though it is likely higher because of how many of those crimes don't, you know, they go unreported. They also found a woman who lives at the foot of the crooked part of Lombard Street, who's witnessed multiple car break-ins from her apartment window, some in broad daylight, often involving tourists, like the guy who got shot last year because he didn't want to give up his camera. That'd be me. Then they highlight the tension between more law and order politicians like current supervisor and state Senate candidate Scott Wiener, who nonetheless doesn't want to allow the SFPD to install their own surveillance cameras on the street, and David Campos, who doesn't want to criminalize people for being poor. And brings the property crime issue back to the larger issue of the growing economic inequality across the city. Indeed, across the state. Okay? Across the state. I tried to explain to somebody about San Francisco. San Francisco is, they have a very high standard of living there. And the jobs reflect that. But competition for the jobs is crazy. And I know somebody that wants to move there. And they're also going to Crime Central. I mean, they're going to a sanctuary city where all kinds of illegal immigrants are there. And, you know, hey, try to talk them out of it. Do the best I can. Didn't work. But it's okay. In terms of reported car break-ins, there was a huge jump in those between 2014 and 2015 alone. Where 25,899 reports of smash and grabs last year, that's 70 of those per day. A 30.62% jump over the previous year. The cops and some other people point the finger at the state's Proposition 47, passed in 2014, which made a number of crimes previously considered felonies into misdemeanors. Kinder, gentler crime. Many say that this makes the car thefts especially attractive to petty thieves because they're unlikely to even get caught, but if they are, they're just going to get slapped on the wrist. Or maybe not that. The only problem with that theory is that Oakland and other California cities haven't seen nearly the rise in these crimes that have been seen in San Francisco. Can you imagine being San Francisco and saying, wow, things are so much better over in Oakland? SFPD spokesperson Albie Esparza tells the Times that the average car burglar, at least those that get caught, could fit a number of profiles. Some are homeless, some are in gangs, some are freelancers up to no good. They're just looking for a piece of that Americana. Meanwhile, and even less comfortingly, the Chronicle reported that thefts of guns, stolen out of vehicles has also risen alongside car break-ins, with 57 guns stolen out of cars last year, up from 48 the previous year and 31 in 2013. That prompted Campos to propose legislation last fall that makes it a crime to leave a gun unsecured in your car, outside of an affixed lockbox. You can't carry them, though, Campos. They've got 700,000, I think it's 700,000 adults in San Francisco. And out of those 700,000 adults in San Francisco, four concealed carry permits. So it's illegal to carry them, and it's illegal to leave them in the car. I don't know exactly what we're supposed to take away from that one. I don't know. Back in the day, just a little further southwest from where I live now, there was this group called REM. The lead singer was a tree hugger named Michael Stipe. Michael doesn't really want to sing anymore, I guess, or maybe I think one of the saddest things that happens to a musical group today is when they begin to matter less. And one of the shocks that came out of all of this, I was a big Prince fan back in the 80s. We had plans to play Erotic City through some loudspeakers on our armored vehicles if the Soviets came over, if the East Germans came over the border. We're going to blast them with Erotic City by Prince. And but Prince had really sort of, since 2006, he's sort of like fallen off of the earth. He's popped up here and there, but it's not like he was in the 80s when he put out Purple Rain. And, when he passed away, 2 years older than I am, that was a shock, but that's got to be one of the worst feelings in the world, to be somebody that matters one minute and then just somehow gradually you just don't. Michael Stipe is one of these people. A long time ago, REM mattered. Losing My Religion, Man in the Moon, stuff like that. And he's back now. He's back. In the latest edition of USA Today, he's penned a plea to the governor of Georgia. Please take away the constitutional rights of Americans. I quote, if I can get this in, I will. Dear Governor, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, he will soon decide if Georgia colleges and universities will be forced to allow hidden loaded handguns on the campuses across the state. If he signs the bill on his desk, he'll be going against the 78% of Georgians who say they oppose guns on campus, as well as a host of college administrators and prominent student and faculty organizations that have spoken out against the bill. I'm worried about classrooms. If students are debating a contested subject, which is crucial to learning and expanding their worldviews, I worry what will happen to that open and honest conversation when the participants know that the people around them could have had loaded guns in their backpacks. Everyone in this fight believes they're fighting to make colleges safer, but a loud gun lobby shouldn't outweigh the voices of people across the country. 78% of students, 95% of college presidents, and 89% of police chiefs who say they don't want this. Who cares? First of all, your percentages, just because you throw a number at me, that doesn't mean anything. I need to see a poll. Then I need to see who did the poll, and I need to see how they did the poll. Okay, Mike? The next thing is that police chiefs are not supposed to get involved in this. They're just supposed to be they're supposed to be blunt objects with some brass. Okay? Maybe REM should get back together and refuse to play in Georgia. That would show them. Of course, they live there. Stipe doesn't think that young adults can handle their Second Amendment rights and their responsibilities, so he wants to make the decision for them. He ignores historical events like the massacre at Virginia Tech, where a madman went on a shooting spree in a gun-free zone. Against people that were old enough, had they been allowed to carry a gun, they would have been legally able to do so. 32 people that day gunned down in cold blood. They might have been able to fight if they'd had loaded guns in their backpacks, but, you know, forget about that. Mike's on a roll. He makes a compelling argument that students won't be able to disagree with each other without being threatened with gun violence. As we all know, the way to deal with disagreement on a contested subject on a college campus is to whine about microaggressions and demand safe spaces. Then a list of demands are presented, sit-ins are posted to social media, and enrollment plummets. Then there are the polls that agree with Michael Stipe. Okay, you don't want them on campus, Stipe, because guns are dangerous. It doesn't matter who's carrying them. The guns themselves are the problem, so let's get rid of them. But why stop there? I want to see the Secret Service be disbanded or at least disarmed. Would you lend your voice to the growing chorus of people saying the White House should be a gun-free zone? By the way, there are guns all over the college campuses in Georgia. You just don't know about it yet. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
About to go down under. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. You'll be hearing from them tomorrow night. Dateline Port Arthur, Australia. Carolyn Lawton still has a bullet in her shoulder from one of the world's worst mass shootings that killed her daughter 20 years ago. Galvanized Australia to drastically clamp down on guns. Miss Lawton threw her body over her 15-year-old daughter, Sarah, but could not save her from a gunman with two semi-automatic rifles who methodically took headshots in a Port Arthur, Tasmania cafe on April 28, 1996, killing 35 people. In response to this one isolated incident, this was not something that happened all the time before, and it hasn't been anything that's happened since. But it wasn't because of the gun control that they clamped down on that they didn't have it happen again. It's because it just didn't happen that often there. In response to all of that, the Australian government severely restricted ownership of semi-automatic firearms, pump-action shotguns, and other weapons that could be fired semi-rapidly. They bought back nearly 700,000 guns from the public at a cost of $390 million. Since then, the country has experienced only one case that meets the generally accepted definition of a mass shooting. Four deaths in a single event, a 2014 incident in which a farmer shot his wife and three children before killing himself. Now, a person living in America is around 10 times more likely to be killed by a gun than in Australia, according to certain statistics. And President Barack Obama has held up Australia's strict gun laws as a good example about repeated mass shootings in the U.S. There is a bit of a difference. A little bit of a difference. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, as Australia approaches the 20th anniversary of the Port Arthur tragedy, to be remembered with a ceremony this coming Thursday, while everybody ignores the gun crime that is epidemic there now. Gun crime is exploding in Australia. No matter what they tell you, that's what's happening. Now there's a renewed debate over guns amid a review of the landmark National Firearms Agreement adopted after the 1996 attack and the loosening of some gun-related regulations. The review was recommended after a government inquiry into the December 2014 Sydney Cafe siege that left two people and the gunman dead. Gun enthusiasts fear that any changes to the agreement would mean greater restrictions on gun ownership, while gun control advocates say the country is backsliding on its restrictions. Taking center stage in this debate is whether Australia should import the Adler A110 shotgun, a Turkish manufactured lever-action weapon that can fire 8 cartridges in as many seconds. Why, that's almost as fast as a pump-action shotgun. Lawton, now 60, sees the Adler question as a tipping point. He is speaking out for the first time to protect the country's stringent gun laws. I probably got 20 years of my life left. I wouldn't have thought that I would ever go down this track. But I have seen, and I won't know more than anybody should ever have to experience, and on my last breath, on my last day, I don't want to say I could have done something. Pro-gun activists argue that Australia's real problem is illegal guns. They point out the Islamic State-inspired gunman in the Sydney Cafe siege, Mon Haran Manis, never held a gun license, and his sawed-off pump-action 12-gauge shotgun had not been registered. Authorities could not trace where he had obtained it. And how does that work in a country? They're banned. You're not supposed to have them. You're not supposed to have them. Senator David Lanhelm, a vocal gun proponent, complains that Australians have become disarmed victims. Lawton and gun control advocates say they see the erosion of gun controls. They point to relaxed requirements to establish the legitimate need for a gun and decisions by several states to waive a 28-day waiting period for a gun owner to apply for a permit to own more than one weapon. Unlike the U.S., the Australians don't have a constitutional right to bear arms. Personal protection is not recognized as a genuine reason required by law to own a gun. Many say that what sets the Adler shotgun apart is a promotional video that focused on how quickly its magazine could be emptied. The video attracted a lot of attention from gun enthusiasts and horrified opponents. Do you see how fast that thing fired? Why, it's a steel death-dealing machine. Last August, the government blocked imports of the 8-shot Adler, pending the outcome of the firearms review. Gun Control Australia, an advocacy group, says allowing the weapon to be imported will have a devastating impact on Australia's strong gun laws. The group's concerns include that the Adler short lever action make it quicker to reload than other guns in its class, a claim the gun's Australian importer denies. Senator Bridget McKenzie, who last year formed the Parliamentary Friends of Shooting Group, said it is important to have some serious methodology behind the decisions we're making rather than "that looks scary, therefore it must be bad." That's how Dianne Feinstein did it. That's how she used to do it. She would go out there and she would get the Gun Digest, every year's Gun Digest, and she would go around looking for the scary military-looking guns. And then she would say, "This one must be banned." Are you sure about that? It's a cigarette lighter, full-size scale cigarette lighter. Banned! In the meantime, thousands of 5-shot versions of the Adler have been sold in Australia with minimum restrictions. Gunsmiths are already increasing the Adler's magazine capacity to 10 rounds or more. Necessity will find a way, or desire will find a way. In a breakdown in Australia's harmonized gun laws, the extended magazines are legal in all states except in New South Wales, the most populous. Gunsmith Nick Halliwell said, "I can make them as big as you want. If you want a 100-shot lever action, in theory, it's possible to do it. It'd be awfully long, though. Awfully long." Gun advocates argue that the Adler should be available to Category A license holders, the least restrictive and most common license. But Lawton and other activists say both versions of the gun should be available only to the much more restrictive Category C and D licenses that are reserved for farmers, professional shooters, and government agencies. Philip Alpers, a Sydney University gun policy analyst, said the shotgun had been imported to fill a gap in the Australian market created by the Port Arthur bans. He said whenever a firearm type is restricted, the arms industry does its best to circumvent the law. No, it's not circumventing the law. They tell them what the law is. It can't be this, this, or this. And then they just go out and build and comply. That's what happened here in the United States when the AR-15s, when they couldn't have any muzzle devices on them, and they couldn't have any bayonet underlugs, and there was a lot of things they couldn't have. They just built them that way. So, many regard the Port Arthur legislation as John Howard's greatest legacy. He was the prime minister at the time. But in a recent interview, even Howard said he was concerned the country's gun laws are fraying at the edges. Critics argue that his gun buyback is futile and point to evidence that there are now more guns in Australia than there were before the 1996 massacre. 2013, there were 1,055,082 firearms that had been legally imported into Australia since the 1997 buyback. Legal guns, what's the big problem? How many legal Fords are there? How many legal MOPs are there? What's the big deal? Now, gun advocates say there's no link between the number of guns in the country and the frequency of mass shootings, which we already knew that. Opponents disagree, arguing the big difference is that rapid-fire weapons are no longer freely available. I've seen a guy, and I'm not a single-shot shotgun fan, but I've seen a guy with a .410 shotgun shoot. It seemed like he shot about 10 rounds, just lickety-split, just fast as all get out. Train enough on anything. You know, the whole premise behind the Okinawan weapons of the martial arts, those things were all designed to pick rice and to trim wooden barrels and to trim bamboo. And they were repurposed as empty hand weapons in the martial arts because they were not of the warrior class of the samurai. Anybody can repurpose something given to them. Anybody. Got the final hour coming back up. Well, it's not coming back up. It's coming up next. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.